It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton. It is time for our weekly visit here on KETR, where we have the opportunity to talk about the outdoors. Now, we cover the gamut from bow hunting to gigging bullfrogs, but we're going to talk about catching catfish today, and we're going to talk with someone that's very knowledgeable. Now, Kenneth Allison is with North Texas Trophy Cats, which is a catfish tournament trail. Now, a lot of you are probably savvy to the fact that there's a lot of good catfish lakes in North Texas. Well, there's also an excellent tournament trail. If you'd like to, you know, become a member of a good club, and if you'd want to fish some tournaments, Kenneth's going to be able to tell you all about it. Kenneth, thank you very much for being with us, buddy.
Thank you for having us, Luke.
You know what? I'm near and dear to the sport of catfish, and I grew up in northeast Texas, up in Red River County, and I grew up on a poultry farm. My dad raised thousands and thousands of chickens when I was a kid, and every 8 weeks, we sold those chickens, and we went up to a lake called, the real name of the lake is Long Lost Lake, up north, or actually it's east of Idabel, Oklahoma. But we called it Long Log Lake, and we would go up there and trot line and rod and reel fish. I mean, every 8 weeks we were there camped for like 3 days. But catfishing is a whole lot of fun. The tournaments, I love the aspect of catfish tournaments. I even had the privilege to fish the World Championship of catfishing one time about 4 years ago up at Lake Pickwick with a guy named James Patterson, Big Cat Patterson, that made himself famous fishing with Bill Dance. He took Bill a lot and still does out on the Mississippi River. But Kenneth, right here close to home, buddy, you guys kind of tell us about the North Texas Catfish Trophy Cats Club and, you know, how you join and some of the benefits and everything.
Well, we offer, it's a tournament trail. We run 6 tournaments a year. Our season starts in October, and then we have one in October, November. We take December off back in January through April. And we just kind of, it's a good club of, you know, good guys, knowledgeable guys, down to earth.
Yep.
Down to earth folks that just kind of, you know, like to get out, have fun. We promote a family atmosphere. And they're willing to share the, you know, the information. You won't see guys withholding information at the end of the tournament or even sometimes the night before. They'll tell you where they've been pre-fishing, how they did, and, you know, just stuff like that. The actual discount for, or we offer 3 different options for our tournament series. We've got an actually amateur. We're starting an amateur division this year. Or if you want to just try it out, or you think, you know, some of these guys are just way too good, I don't want to get into that. It's $40 for that, and that's 2 people in the boat, you know, $40 per team. You must be a member to fish the amateur series. And then we offer our regular division where it's an $80 entry fee, but we discount that for members to $60. And our membership is $30 that runs year to year. So if you join in October, it runs through the October of the following year. And we're all about just, you know, promoting conservation and catfish. We are a catch and release tournament. And, you know, promote catfish conservation through competition.
Yeah, right. Well, now the tournament series runs. Tell us again from what month to what month.
It's October through April.
Uh huh.
With December off.
And you know what? Being an old cat fisherman myself, Kenneth, that's prime time for catching big blue catfish, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You're pretty smart people. You time that during the big blue catfish bite. That's good.
Yeah, and it's not so hot.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not so hot. Well, what would be an average turnout, if there is such a thing, you know, for say in October, one of the tournaments?
October, we average 12 to 15 teams.
Yeah, uh-huh. And how long, about, if you know offhand, you know, the North Texas Trophy Cats, how long has it been a club?
The name North Texas Trophy Cats has been around for, I think, 5 or 6 years now. Mm-hmm. This is my third year running it. I took it over from a gentleman that just kind of got burnt out on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And your position is the director, I guess?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Tournament director.
Well, I know there's a whole lot of your communication skills are taxed all the time in your job, I know, and your organizational skills. That's something that you probably have to put to use on a frequent basis, you know. Tell me now the next tournament. I think you said Lake Louisville on October the 8th. The tournament is coming up, right?
Yes, sir. And we will be launching out of Westlake Park.
Uh huh.
And we like for people, even if you don't want to fish the tournament, you want to come out and see what people are catching or how they're catching. Anyone that's in the area or just want to come out and see us, we definitely invite them out for something like that.
Well, the catfish tournaments, I know from past experience, are just a lot of fun. And the way in, I'm gonna assume that you keep the fish alive, you know.
Yes, sir.
And you know what, the months that you've chosen, it's catfish is one hardy critter, as we all know, but in the heat of the summer, it's tough to keep even especially a big catfish alive. But I bet the survival rate is really good during this period of the year.
Yes, sir. Like I said, this is our third year, and I want to say out of our first tournament, I can count maybe three fish that didn't make it, and that's out of hundreds of fish. And those all went to actually people. We didn't just turn them away in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We gave them to people at the ramp to, yeah, help with their stringer type of stuff. And they were actually the smaller fish that didn't make it. So we've never lost, knock on wood, a big one yet. And our guys are very conscious of keeping fish alive. I've got some that bring it to the scales, and you can definitely tell it's like they just caught them. They're so frisky. So.
Oh, yeah. Folks, our guest is Kenneth Allison. Now, Kenneth is the director for North Texas Trophy Cats. It's a very well-managed, a very good organization for you if you'd like to. You know, these type clubs, folks, are, maybe you know some things about catfishing. Nobody knows everything, I don't think, but you can certainly be exposed to people that you can learn from. And you know what? Chances are real good, Kenneth, that a lot of your potential members could teach the existing members a thing or two at times, right?
Yes, sir. We've got actually one of our members, Jared Munger,
mm-hmm,
has been great. He's taken multiple newer anglers out, taught them how to fish, or showed him what he does, and he's our reigning angler of the year. So, I mean, this is our top dog coming out and showing other people, this is how I do it.
You bet. I had the pleasure of meeting Jared back, oh gosh, I don't know, several years ago. It's 4 or 5 years ago, but he is a good catfisherman. If I'm not mistaken, it seems like he was a paramedic or a firefighter or something like that. I'm not sure, but it seems, if I remember him correctly, but one heck of a catfisherman, I know that. Kenneth, what lake do you think, if you had to go somewhere in North Texas during the trophy catfish months, which we'll say are from the beginning of, let's just say from mid-October through March, if you had to choose a lake where you had to go catch a 30-pound blue cat, which lake would it be? Is that a loaded question, or is that fair to ask? I know which lake I would go hands down, but
there's one lake that would be on top of my list, and that would be Lake Tawakoni.
Yes, I think that was most of our listeners that fish for catfish know that. Not to say that, my goodness, you know, dropping those big hunks of cut bait down on that Red River or Washita Ledge up at Texoma in the dead of winter certainly produces some big old blue cats. Here's another question for you, Kenneth. You know, the best bait, in your opinion, for catching trophy blue catfish, what would that be? I mean, day in and day out.
I would have to go with gizzard shad.
Yes, sir. You know, and a lot of people now, and not just now, but all along, use rough fish such as buffalo fish, carp, you know, fillet them in big chunks of that. But I truly, truly believe that the blue cat, especially the big ones, you know, they pick up on the oil and the blood of cut bait. Don't you think that's a couple of the triggers for them to, you know, entice the bites?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh, yep. And the fresher, the better. I believe that. How about you?
Caught that morning or the night before, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Preferably with a cast net out some deep cove or whatever. What's your opinion, Kenneth, on drifting or anchoring? I mean, is there times when you think drift fishing, maybe using a Santee Cooper rig, which, folks, is basically just a long Carolina rig, usually with a 3 to 5 foot leader and a barrel swivel, and then it's pegged. A Santee rig is pegged, isn't it, Kenneth, about 6 inches up from the hook.
Yes,
it's a lethal drift rig. Is there a time that you think it's better to drift fish or anchor, in, you know, as far as the seasons go?
Yes, sir. We actually, three types of fishing that is main to us. The drifting starts around October and runs as the water temperature is hanging around the 70s, upper 60s. And then once it starts dropping, you know, from 60 maybe down, you know, into the 40s or however low it gets up in the North Texas lakes, we'll start anchoring, and then as it starts warming up, we'll actually go shallow, and that's as shallow as a foot and a half, 2 foot of water.
Yes, sir. And, you know what always amazed me when I first really started fishing with some heavy hitter catfishermen, and it's probably been 6 years ago, in the dead of winter, I mean, when it's as cold as it's going to get, especially at Lake Tawakoni, I have personally caught big cats in water 4 foot deep, you know. And that just blew my mind when I was first exposed to that by some guys that know a lot, you know, that taught me a lot. But, you know, the theory, the reason was that the water, especially in the midday and afternoons, you know, that 4 foot water on the sunny days, I guess, you know, it had a chance to warm. And I guess the bait was there. And then here come the catfish, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My largest cat actually came out of 6 foot of water in February. It was a 50-pound blue at Lake Tawakoni.
Wow, yeah.
And that was early to mid-February.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's old Tawakoni is just, it's hard to beat. You know, another good lake, that I fished Cedar Creek a lot. One of my buddies, Jason Barber, guides down there for catfish. But we've done some long drifts in the dead of winter, and Cedar Creek has got some, you know, some nice blues too, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. I haven't fished that lake as much as I like. I fished it a few times, but we've got just so many great lakes to choose from around here.
Yeah.
It's hard to make it out to every single one of
these
lakes.
Oh, you can't do it. Cedar Creek was where, back for a magazine back about 15 years ago, Kenneth, I did a state magazine. I did a story on Fishing the Birds, I think was the name of it, but it was the first article written on fishing under cormorant roost, you know, water turkeys, we call them. And I remember I fished with a guide up there, and this has been, gosh, 15, 18 years ago. It made the cover of him jerking about a 40-pound blue out from underneath beside one of those old logs, you know, down at Cedar Creek. You know what, Kenneth? We are already out of time, buddy. Would you give the website and then a phone number for somebody that might want to give you a call and maybe talk to you about becoming a member of North Texas Trophy Cats?
Yes, sir. It's North Texas Trophy Cats. I'm sorry. TexasTrophyCats.com.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And my phone number is 214-557-8994.
Okay, that's 214-557-8994. And then, Kenneth, the website is TechTrophyCats.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks a lot. We'll get you back again soon. How about it?
That sounds good. Thanks for having us.
Yes, sir. Folks, remember now, catfishradio.com. If you go there, you can listen to the archive of this week's hour-long show. And until this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.